Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Turn the Jets podcast. I'm your host, Will Parkinson, at Will Pollen on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. A victory Tuesday. What would have been a victory Monday, obviously Christmas Day. Merry Christmas to all who celebrated yesterday. Wanted to get out an episode today. We'll have one before the Jets take on the Browns here in about 48 hours, but a Jets victory, 30-28 over the Commanders. Very weird game. Obviously not a lot of excitement and buzz. Aaron Rodgers basically, being shut down for the rest of the season, the Jets being eliminated from the playoffs, the Commanders, having been eliminated, a couple weeks prior. There was the debate on should the Jets try to win, do the Jets try to lose, what's more beneficial for them long term. And I'm going to tackle all that with Brad in our weekly spot tomorrow. But listen, the Jets winning a football game, the Jets moved to 6-9. It's hard to really complain. I said it before the game. I thought the worst case scenario for the Jets was to win and win ugly in a bad fashion where, not a lot of good performances. They win 9-6 or, something of that nature where it's not beneficial long term. If the young guys don't play well or, you don't win in a nice fashion. Again, they ended up winning in an absurd fashion. And the Jets learning how to win tight football games, continuing to learn that. They have done that, obviously, at some points this year. Definitely something to build on. Getting Breece Hall 95 plus receiving and plus rushing yards, something you want to build on. Garrett Wilson, another big game, another 9-catch game. He moves, I believe, about 42 yards or so away from a second straight 1,000-yard season to start his Jets career. You had some nice Bryce Huff moments. You got a Tony Adams interception. You got great, Quincy Williams interception. You got a good Jermaine Johnson game, good Bryce Huff game, good Quinnen. Joe Tippmann looked good. Jason Brownlee, first career touchdown. The list goes on. And Michael Carter, another good game. So, look, I get wanting to pick. I'm not going to tell fans how to, how to root and how to act and, what they want to be excited about or not. Winning the NFL is really hard. And at the end of the day, the Jets won a football game. They scored 30-plus points. They had their young guys play well. It's really hard for me to sit there and overly complain about that. Again, being up 27-7 and, Trevor Siemian throwing a terrible interception and the game getting close and the Jets having to pull one out there with a game winner from Greg the Leg, who should be, if not an all-pro, at worst a pro bowler. Yeah, look, I get it, right? If they would have won, 40-14, you're feeling a lot different. 30-28 had to make you sweat on Christmas Eve and the whole nine yards there. But again, a win's a win. Again, most of the guys that played really well on Sunday were all guys that are core guys that will all be here next year. You saw some good Izzy reps. You saw some good Jeremy Ruckert reps. You got some good Tyler Conklin action. A lot of the good things, like Carter Warren had a decent performance. Again, Joe Tippmann looked good. A lot of what you wanted to see from the Jets in these last three games, you saw on Sunday. That's what you're looking for, right? Mekhi Becton struggled again, likely not going to be here, next year as an example. So that's a guy, Trevor Siemian was Trevor Siemian, not very good. Again, not going to be here next year. So it's not really those guys struggling doesn't bother you as much. It would have sucked to go out there in the Jets to again, lose or, win ugly and not get good performances from Garrett Wilson and Breece Hall. When Garrett Wilson and Breece Hall touched the football 25, 30 times a game, I tweeted it last week. The Jets usually win, and if they don't win, they're right in it in the last second. So, again, special teams I thought was excellent. Justin Hardy had another, nice game. Thomas Morstead obviously kicked well. Greg Zuerlein kicked well. No complaints there as usual. Again, Hardy missed some time, but all three of those guys are Pro Bowl-level players at their spots. Offensively, got some good breaks again with field position and things of that nature. It obviously stalled out in the second half, but when it came down to it, Breece Hall was exceptional. Garrett Wilson had, another really nice day. A lot of really tough yak yards. Trevor Siemian wasn't exactly bombing the ball downfield. Was really struggling, I feel like, to get the ball more than 10, 15 yards.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Again, some nice Izzy reps. Seemed like he got, you know, a lot of Dalvin Cook's reps he's been getting this season. So that was really nice to see. Jason Brownlee gets his first touchdown. Xavier Gibson, Jeremy Ruckert, you know, and Kenny Abodia did a fantastic job on the Breece Hall touchdown run, you know, off the left side. So, again, that's really nice to see. Defensively, again, Quincy Williams, incredible game. Quinn Williams was awesome. Bryce Huff, another couple pressures. Jermaine Johnson blocks a punt. Forces an interception as well. I understand the pick. And wherever the Jets end up picking, the Jets wound up picking. And they should be good enough at this point. And in year five, year six of Joe Douglas, you should trust your GM enough. If he's picking fourth, if he's picking eighth, if he's picking ninth, picking third, whatever it's going to be. That the cards and the chips fall where they may. Everyone thought, you know, the Patriots are going to lose out, and the Patriots have won two impressive games here, and they've kind of, it looks like they may have cost themselves one of the top two quarterbacks. Same thing with the Bears. Obviously, the Bears had the Panthers pick, so, but from their own perspective, you know, teams like the Giants got hot there for a minute. Now the Giants are back in pole position for a top five pick, so let's let the last 2 weeks play out before we, I guess, kind of start freaking out about the pick. And you never know what's going to happen. Two quarterbacks might get overdrafted and you know, Alter, you know, Fashanu, one of these guys may fall to seven. Maybe Marvin Harrison Jr. really does fall to six or seven. Maybe, you know, Malik Nabers is the guy the Jets want all along and it doesn't really effing matter, right? Like, let the chips fall where they may. The big news really out of Sunday in this past week, obviously Aaron Rodgers was activated. He's not going to play this year, but get some meaningful practice reps, basically talked about today that everything's pretty much fully ready to go. He's not up to fully sprinting yet, but, you know, only in week 14, week 15 is rehab. More importantly, Woody Johnson, you know, spoke with Brian Costello of the Post, basically all, you know, confirming Woody Johnson, Joe Douglas, and their staffs will be back, you know, in 2024. I think we've all talked about this. It's kind of been a long time coming. It's felt like, you know, they've struggled. I know a lot of people want to call for solid Douglas' job after the Miami game. I get it. But again, it feels like they were always going to, you know, they were always going to be back. And Woody Johnson, obviously, all but confirmed it again. Injuries, you know, a lot of crazy stuff has happened this year. I think it's probably the right move. I think if things don't go well next year, then there's a perfect out, you know, end of these guys' contracts. Rodgers is likely moving on if that's the case. Although he did speak earlier, you know, before the Washington game that at minimum wants to be here another 2 years, maybe 3 to 5 years. I think it's great news for the Jets. The fact that they can operate going into next year in an all-in window, there's a lot of urgency and pressure on Douglas and Saleh, which I think, you know, will make them a little bit more aggressive in free agency in the draft and trading and things of that nature. You'll get a fully healthy Rodgers, acclimated for a year. There's not going to be the circus of when's he going to get traded, when's he not, all these different things. You know, and be able to restructure deals. You know, we'll talk all about this, you know, on tomorrow's episode. But again, Saleh and Douglas will be back. The Jets moved to 6-9. They got the Browns and Joe Flacco on Thursday night. Another game you're just hoping to get really good performances out of your young players, out of your core guys that'll be here next year. Keep building some momentum. And I know people say the momentum doesn't always matter. I think in some cases, it's always different. I think it's a case-by-case basis. I've talked about this before. You know, I believe it was 2019, the Jets won a bunch of meaningless games at the end of the year. Most of those guys, you know, weren't back next year, and they were winning ugly, disgusting 13-10 games. There were no one who looked good. You know, again, people looked great against the Texans. People looked really not, you know, good on Sunday against Washington. Let's see if they can go out there against a great Cleveland defense. You know, make a game of it and then, you know, try to end the streak against New England and finish the season strong. But appreciate everybody for listening. Again, hope you had a happy holidays. We'll be back tomorrow with an episode previewing the Jets Browns and then obviously recapping that Friday, you know, before New Year's. But appreciate everybody for listening. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.